Overview of selected provisions, common to all Trek promulgated contracts. License holders using Trek promulgated contracts benefit from the fact that each contract form shares many common elements. When license holders master one contract form, they only need to understand the differences in the others. Of course, when moving from one type of transaction to another, the assumption is that license holders are competent to do so. For example, when the license holder with experience in the residential real estate market decides to engage in the farm and ranch market, knowledge of the contract form and understanding of issues unique to the listing and sale of these properties is essential. The following is a general overview of contract provisions common to most of the promulgated contract forms. More detailed information relating to specific contracts is found in the chapters dealing with each form. Differences between 1-4 family residential contract and other contracts. The remaining Trek promulgated contracts are in this chapter. As mentioned previously, these contracts share many similarities. However, many significant differences exist between them. To highlight these similarities and differences, throughout this chapter, the provisions that are identical to the 1-4 family contract are repeated for clarity in regular font. The provisions that are different are in italicized type. When reviewing these contracts, pay special attention to the italicized type. In some cases, the text of a provision is the same as that found in the 1-4 family contract, and only the paragraph number is different. In that case, the paragraph number is in italics, and the content of the paragraph is in normal text. For example, this paragraph is not found in the 1-4 family contract because it is in all italics. Paragraph 6.A. The owner's title policy can be paid for by either buyer or seller. In most cases, the title policy is paid for by the seller. The title policy is generally issued by the title company listed in paragraph 5. The following paragraph is in the 1-4 family contract. The only difference is the paragraph number. Paragraph 6.A. The owner's title policy can be paid for by either buyer or seller. In most cases, the title policy is paid for by the seller. The title policy is generally issued by the title company listed in paragraph 5.